North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Morp. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 21, 2020.
In Peabody, Superintendent-elect Josh Vidala announced on Wednesday the appointment of Stephen Magno as the next principal at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School starting July 1. Ethan Vorman writing in today's Salem News that Magno served previously as Revere's Seacoast Alternative High principal. Quote, Mr. Magno comes to Peabody with a wealth of knowledge and experience in the field of education. He grew up in Peabody, where he attended Burke Elementary School and the Higgins Middle School, Vidala said. Magno comes to Peabody Public Schools with 22 years of experience in education, all of them in Revere. Well, this will include 10 years as a high school administrator. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford is reporting in today's Gloucester Times, while seniors at Gloucester High School will not be able to walk across the stage in caps and gowns this June because of the coronavirus pandemic, they will not go uncelebrated. Gloucester High School will host a drive-in theater presentation on Friday, June 21, for graduates and families to watch a graduation celebration of the Class of 2020 video. The live in-person graduation has been postponed to Sunday, August 2. James Cook, the principal of Gloucester High School, is quoted as saying, "We are partnering with Studio 1623 to create the video, including speeches by students and officials. Key elements of our traditional graduation ceremony, a few new elements, and most importantly, images of the Class of 2020. 1623 Studios has seen recent success in hosting a virtual event for Wellspring House, and their director, Eric Archer, is excited to collaborate with the high school in creating these seniors' special day. He's quoted as saying, "It is very possible these days to use technology available to collect the elements you need to make something that resembles what it would have been." The decision by Principal Cook came after weeks of deliberation with student leaders from the graduating class to collect input from their peers, parents, community members, health officials, and other schools to explore the various possibilities for creating safe, festive graduation experiences for the Class of 2020. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Lynn, two separate shootings in the city on Monday night resulted in damage to two homes and a car, according to police. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that shots were fired less than a half hour apart on Alley Street and Harwood Street, according to the police log. There were no injuries in either incident, according to the Lynn police. The first incident involved an apparent drive-by shooting at 19 Harwood Street shortly before 9 p.m. About 20 minutes later, police responded to another report of gunshots and found a car parked in a driveway at 112 Alley Street, and the home's garage had been struck with gunfire, according to the Lynn police.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, Essex Town Moderator Jeffrey Jones has scheduled a new date and location for Essex Annual Town Meeting. The meeting will be held Saturday, June 13 at 10 a.m., 2 days earlier than previously announced. It will take place outside on the grounds of Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street, instead of inside the gymnasium. He's quoted as saying, "I have determined that the indoor location for the originally posted meeting cannot safely accommodate a sufficient number of people and still provide for adequate physical distancing. Voters are requested to wear their own mask or face covering, although disposable masks will be available. Chairs will be set up to 6 feet apart to maintain social distancing requirements. Before the pandemic, town meeting was scheduled for May, as it is typically each year. The decision to push the date to June 15 was made by selection last month. But again, it has been rescheduled to June 13 at 10 a.m. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
The economic toll of the coronavirus in Massachusetts has caused a surge in requests for food stamps and other public assistance programs. Christian Wade, the State House reporter for the Salem News, writes this, that hundreds of thousands of people have been put out of work with the government shutdowns intended to slow the spread of the virus, and that has many families struggling to put food on the table. Applications in Massachusetts for food assistance through the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program jumped to 53,000 applicants in March and 61,000 in April. That's compared to 18,000 applicants in February, according to the state. As of April, at least 508,000 Massachusetts households were receiving food stamps, according to the Department of Transitional Assistance.
The Associated Press is reporting that the Massachusetts charter fishing industry is set to reopen in a few days after being shut down due to the coronavirus. Governor Charlie Baker ordered the industry back open as part of a phased reopening of the state's economy on Monday. Baker's order allows the state's for-hire fishing industry to reopen on May 25, which is the Memorial Day holiday. The industry, which draws customers from all over New England and beyond, will be subject to health and safety guidelines designed to limit the spread of the virus. The Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries has prohibited for-hire fishing trips with an April 27 statement. They had prohibited, I should say. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is also working to safely reopen the recreational fishing industry.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. We do like to hear from you. You can always email us at our email address at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Thursday, everybody.